4. Unity, Duality, and Triunity. The universe philosophers postulate the eternity existence of the I Am as the primal source of all reality. And concomitant therewith they postulate the self-segmentation of the I Am into the primary self-relationships, the seven phases of infinity. And simultaneous with this assumption is the third postulate, the eternity appearance of the seven absolutes of infinity and the eternalization of the duality association of the seven phases of the I Am in these seven absolutes. The self-revelation of the I Am thus proceeds from static self through self-segmentation and self-relationship to absolute relationships, relationships with self-derived absolutes. Duality becomes thus existent in the eternal association of the seven absolutes of infinity with the sevenfold infinity of the self-segmented phases of the self-revealing I Am. These dual relationships, eternalizing to the universes as the seven absolutes, eternalize the basic foundations for all universe reality. It has been sometimes stated that unity begets duality, that duality begets triunity, and that triunity is the eternal ancestor of all things. There are, indeed, three great classes of primordial relationships, and they are: 1. Unity relationships. Relations existent within the I Am as the unity thereof is conceived as a threefold and then as a sevenfold self-differentiation. 2. Duality relationships. Relations existent between the I Am as sevenfold and the seven absolutes of infinity. 3. Triunity relationships. These are the functional associations of the seven absolutes of infinity. Triunity relationships arise upon duality foundations because of the inevitability of absolute interassociation. Such triunity associations eternalize the potential of all reality. They encompass both deified and undeified reality. The I Am is unqualified infinity is unity. The dualities eternalize reality foundations. The triunities eventuate the realization of infinity as universal function. Pre-existentials become existential in the seven absolutes, and existentials become functional in the triunities, the basic association of absolutes. And concomitant with the eternalization of the triunities, the universe stage is set. The potentials are existent and the actuals are present, and the fullness of eternity witnesses a diversification of cosmic energy, the outspreading of paradise spirit, and the endowment of mind together with the bestowal of personality, by virtue of which all of these deity and paradise derivatives are unified in experience on the creature level and by other techniques on the supercreature level.